You are listening to episode 13 of the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Welcome to Drunk Sex. Whatever you're into, we've got you covered. So crack open your favorite beverage and join your host, Jen Wadkey, for the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. I'm a little sick today, so excuse the raspy voice and if there's any throat clearing or coughing noises. Today I'm talking about fantasy and drinking coffee. I should be drinking tea or something, but no booze today. Totally not drunk. Yeah, this is what I usually sound like. Fantasy. So I've been thinking about this a lot lately because the past couple of weeks I've totally been living in my head more than usual. And it's funny, I consider fantasy generally to be a very, very positive element. But right now in my life, I've spent so much time in my head that I'm like, what am I trying to dodge in my real life? Like, what am I avoiding? Why am I spending so much time alone with my thoughts instead of, you know, going out and chatting and meeting people and hanging out with my friends? And I think, you know, I've done some time examining that and thinking about it. And I think it comes down to I'm just feeling a little bit stuck in my professional life. If you're listening to this podcast, you know I do work around sexuality. And that hasn't progressed quite as far as I have wanted it to yet. I still have a day job. My day job's going great. But with those two things, I feel lately a little bit burned out and exhausted. And so it's so easy for me to go into my head and kind of just live there instead of interacting with the world. So fantasy can sometimes be an indicator that things are wrong and you can maybe take it a little bit too far and let it become, you know, more, you can spend more time fantasizing. And in this case, I'm talking about, no, I'm lying. I was going to say, I'm talking about non-sexual fantasies. And I'm like, nope, most of them are sexual. Some of them are, you know, fantasies about just things I want in my life. Like, you know what? Big house with a fancy car and going on vacations everywhere and closet full of designer shoes. There's that element to it as well, but mostly it's sexual fantasies. And I've been living there a lot lately. So it can veer into the unhealthy. And right now, this point in my life, I'm sort of on the cusp. So I've been trying to bring it back and battle that by just kind of getting out of the house more and just realizing that, you know, even if my life isn't perfect and isn't necessarily how I want it, these fantasies still have the positive outcome of forcing me to, you know, consider what's going on, where I need to go and what I need to do differently. But the crux of this podcast is about sexual fantasies and how it actually can be really, really be a positive element to your erotic and sexual life. And even the sexual fantasies can really sometimes highlight the things that we want and need in our regular life. For example, one main element in my personal sexual fantasies involves being watched by a large group of people. That speaks to me wanting an audience in my daily life, in my professional life. Being watched by a large group of people while I have sex in the real world? Not so sure that that's something that I really want it, or something that I really want, at least to the degree it is in my head when I decide I want to, you know, take some time and have a bath and go and fantasize and run through all these sexy scenarios in my head. So the second one I have a lot, this one makes me giggle because it's so stupid. I'm like this like ancient immortal druid and, you know, reunited with my lover of millennia who I haven't seen in hundreds of years. And then when we meet, it's like magical, perfect sex, blah, 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 blah. And that speaks to a need for me to feel some unconditional love and to feel connections. So sometimes sexual fantasies are about the sexual and are about things that we want to experience. In our minds, they can sometimes be bigger and grander and completely unrealizable, but they can also point to things that we need in our regular non-sexual lives. So I encourage you to sort of, if you have fantasies, to embrace them and play with them and to almost build a catalog of fantasies for yourself that can, you know, soothe you, that can turn you on, that can, you know, just make you feel better and provide sometimes a little escape from the, you know, crazy, hectic, often batshit worlds that we live in. Another really great thing about fantasy is that it's solely in our heads. We don't have to share them with a partner if we don't want to. We don't have to go search out the actual porn people are making about our fantasies, because trust me, if you're fantasizing about it, somebody's probably made porn on it. You don't have to search it out if you don't want to. It can live entirely in your head. And the great freeing thing about that is you can be utterly transgressive. And I have some of those too, and to the point where I don't know that I want to share some of those. I have a lot of really dark and dirty and kind of really sometimes get sketchy thoughts. I think we all have them. So I don't want to share the specifics of mine with you, but I want to tell you that having those are okay. It doesn't mean you're fucked up. It doesn't mean you're weird. It means you're completely and totally normal. So what do we do with these sexual fantasies that we have? Well, if they're recurring over and over and over again, and if it's something that is realizable in a safe way, talk about it. If you have a partner, talk about it and see if there's an element that can be pulled out that you can play with. It doesn't have to be the whole fantasy full on, but there might be pieces that can work that you can play with. So one of the reasons that I think this is such an amazing tool for erotic growth is that if you decide to go out and realize a fantasy, the outcome of that can be really, really interesting. Sometimes once you do something you've been fantasizing about, it completely loses its erotic allure. It's no longer hot. It's no longer erotic. It no longer fuels your desire or your masturbation sessions. And that's okay. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes, you know, the stuff that we make up in our head is really great and is better in our head than how we can make it happen in real life. And that's totally cool. It could also feed the desire for more. If you have a fantasy and you realize it and it's everything you wanted it to be, then there's a good chance you may continue to have that fantasy and may be able to incorporate playing that out in your regular real life on a, you know, somewhat regular basis. So if one of your fantasies for some reason loses its erotic thrill for you, what is really great is that a new fantasy can often come and take its place. So I think most of us always have something in our erotic imagination that simmers in the back that gets us going. And it might be something kind of straight up and mundane. Maybe it's, you know, partner comes home and pushes you against the wall. And that's something that's easily realizable. And you can share that with your partner. But it can all be, that can also be something that you can just dive into your head and pull out anytime you want to think about it, anytime you want to give yourself a little erotic pick-me-up. So here is a little fantasy challenge for you. Every night this week, before you get into bed, I want you to take 10 minutes and let your mind run through your favorite fantasy. Now, I bet there are people sitting out there listening going, but I don't have one. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't do that. That's totally fine. In that case, I just want you to think of something that turns you on. So I guess I should also say that when I use the term fantasy, I mean basically any thought that gets you turned on. So it doesn't have to be something that you've never experienced. It doesn't have to be something crazy or over the top. It could be something that just really gets you going. For example, The Notebook, the scene from The Notebook where Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling finally get it on. I found that so crazy hot. I would think about that scene on a fairly regular basis. So maybe you have something similar, a scene from a movie that you've seen or a book that you've read or somebody that you see in the street that you kind of look at and go, they're pretty hot. So you can also fantasize about a person, any thought that kind of gets you going. So once you're in bed, just take 10 minutes and just run that through your head and let that play out. Now, sometimes our minds wander. Mine does this too, even when I'm specifically spending some time to, you know, have a little sexual fantasy for myself. Your brain might start going to the Christmas shopping that you have to do, your laundry that's not folded, or things you need to get at the grocery store. We all do that. When you catch yourself doing it, just stop and go, I got pulled out of my fantasy by my regular life. I'm going to go back into it and just spend 10 minutes running through a fantasy and pay attention to how it feels in your body. Do you get tingly? Do you start throbbing? Do you get wet? Do you get hard? What's happening in your body in response to that? And if you wind up turning yourself on enough, go ahead and masturbate if you're alone or if you're partnered, whatever. If masturbation is appropriate, go ahead and do it. If you're partnered and you have a partner that is interested and is responsive to your initiating sex, go ahead and do that. But do it consistently for a whole week and see what fantasies come up. Conversely, you could write these down if you felt comfortable doing that and didn't have to worry about anybody going through your fantasy notebook. I write mine down all the time. I live alone and I don't really care. But I know that that might not be something that you want to do if you are worried about, you know, kids finding it or something that you want to be just for yourself. And so you don't want to worry about your partner finding it. In that case, don't write it down. Just leave it in your head. Then in the morning, so you're going to spend, after you spend your 10 minutes in the evening, you know, just letting a fantasy play through your head, I want you to do the same thing in the morning. I want you to spend time kind of actually just thinking about that experience. Did I get turned on? Did I have sex? Did I masturbate? How did that work? How do I feel about that fantasy? Does it work for me? Does that feeling stay with you in the morning? Can you spark that desire for yourself again? Can you pull that erotic, sensual, sexual energy with you into the day? So if this little fantasy journal you've either created in your head or written down or whatever points to elements in your non-sexual life or your professional life that might be missing, see if you can find a way to pull some of those things in. For example, I mentioned earlier, I fantasize a lot about being watched. That's about having an audience. So now I'm podcasting and now I'm writing, which is, you know, put out there for the public. So is there something similar that you can pull into your life to help, you know, fill a void that some of these fantasies might be pointing to? In terms of the sexual realm, if you're partnered, are there pieces that you could share with your partner that you could try together? So again, I'm talking about public. Public is the easiest one for me to think of because it's my own personal fantasy. So if that happens to be something similar for you, you don't have to do it. You could just say to your partner, hey, I think it'd be really hot if somebody watched us. We don't really have to have somebody watch us, but let's set up the camera and not turn it on, or let's pretend that there's an audience watching us. What elements of your sexual fantasies can you pull into your life? And if you can explain to your partner what about it turns you on, it can go a long way to helping them, you know, decide to accept and go on this journey with you. On the flip side, if you are the partner being asked to help fulfill a fantasy, I really encourage you to listen with an open ear and an open heart. What is your partner telling you that they're missing, that they want, what they need? And if there's any way that you can fulfill it, if it feels safe to you and healthy to you and isn't something that, you know, squicks you out or is a hard no, for example, like, you know, shit or piss or something pretty hardcore like that, then you can, of course, say no. But if it's something reasonable that you think you can try, I really encourage you to do it. And maybe in an ideal world, you can even start taking turns. And what I think is great about this is if you're partnered and you start incorporating this sharing of fantasies and trying new things that turn each one of you on separately, and that'll help you grow a repertoire of things that turn you on together. And novelty is a really, really great way to help keep your sexual bond strong. And it doesn't have to be crazy novelty, like you're going out and doing, you know, new positions, new this, new that all the time. It can just be new takes on your old routines. It could be pulling in, you know, sort of a little thematic element to help you just expand your erotic imagination and help you interact with your partner on a, you know, a little bit deeper level, a little bit different level, and trying something new. And worst case is, I don't know, sometimes it goes to shit and it doesn't work and you wind up laughing your ass off. I dated somebody who whose fantasy was to get pegged. And I was like, all right, I'm down. So we went and we bought a strap-on, but we didn't know really how to fucking do any of this. So, and we didn't want to spend a ton of money because we didn't know how well it would go. So we bought a cheap elastic strap-on with this. The dildo was fine, but it just didn't stay on the strap-on. So I was trying my hardest and it was just not fucking happening, to the point where I was behind him laughing so hard. It was like silent laughing and shaking. And he looks back and he's like, "You fucking laughing?" And I'm like, "No, no, no." And he looks back and he's like, "You're totally laughing." And I couldn't help it, like, because it was just, it was so funny how bad it was not working. So the strap-on quickly got discarded, and then I was on my back and got fucked into within an inch of my life, which was super fun. So it didn't turn out the way we planned, but it was fun. And we laughed and we giggled about it. And we broke up shortly after that, so we didn't ever have a round two. But it did spark a bit of a pegging interest for me, and I have pegged much more successfully a couple dudes since then. So it was a loss in the moment in terms of he didn't really get what he wanted because it just wasn't working. And had we revisited it and bought a proper strap-on and a proper dildo, it probably would have worked and he probably would have enjoyed it. But we connected over it even when it didn't work, and it expanded my repertoire, and I was able to go out and do that with other people. So it kind of worked all around, and it's a great memory that actually I had forgotten about until this podcast. But yeah, so get out there, try new things, watch a little porn, read erotica that you think isn't going to turn you on, read stuff that makes you go, what the fuck? You might find something in there. Expand your erotic imagination wherever you can, share with your partner as often as you can, and sometimes fun, amazing, great things will come about it. So to recap, your homework, if you choose to accept it, is to spend 10 minutes in the morning before you go to sleep in a sexual fantasy. And if that turns into a masturbation or sex, great. And then in the morning, I just want to spend a few minutes thinking about the previous night and how that fantasy worked. And did it do anything for you? And see if you can continue to pull that sexual energy into your morning routine and carry it with you throughout the day. Part two of that, if you're partnered, is to see what sexual fantasies you can share with your partner and maybe incorporate into your play, and see what elements those fantasies might be pointing to are missing in your normal life, and if there are any little changes or tweaks you can make to get those little pieces of fulfillment that might not be there, that your fantasies might be pointing to something that you need to work on and pull into your life. So if you do the exercises, I would love to hear how it turns out and what your thoughts and experiences are. I would also love to hear your experiences about fantasies that you try to enact and how they went. Wins, losses, horrific misfires. Please share. Love hearing it. You can get me at jen@drunksexpodcast.com. That's jenn@drunksexpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you next week.
This has been the Drunk Sex Podcast with Jen Wodkey. For more sex talk, head over to the Jen Wodkey Facebook group or check out jenwodkey.com. Till next time, happy boozing and sexing.